KB3WQI, standing by for the EchoLink Net Conference.
Welcome to the K3ORB EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, EchoLink node 84345.
KJ4KTW, listening, KJ4KTW.
KP, Monterey, listening.
WJ3 station, sorry, this is KJ4KTW, good evening.
Okay, KB4PGF, W3JP, I hear you. What's the name there? Mine's Luke.
Luke, I think Andrew is gone. Hey, sorry about that, actually. I was in the middle of something. I'm actually out of my barn right now for one of my horses, but I'm transmitting from Newmarket area with just an HT 5-1.
Clear. A little static there, but you're getting him just fine.
Hey, good to know. Thanks. And I'm able to hit it with HT in the car like this. HTs are kind of new for me. I never really had one before, so just playing with this one and figuring it out. KJ4KPW.
Oh, great. They always work better with a mag mount and a roof. I'm on one right now. I have it outside my window with a mag mount on a tin roof in Mount Airy.
Oh, okay. Fine business. I have in the back of my truck, a 5/8 wave pulse Larson that I use for a dual band, for the plug and the TYT-9800, I can't remember it is. I have on my HT, I'm using the Signal Stuff Signal 6. And the price and supporting the website and everything, it just works great.
Yeah, what is it? What kind is it?
HC is a Yaesu FT3D, but the antenna is the Signal Stuff Signal 6.
Okay, very good. I'm an FT60R here. Handheld Yaesu.
Okay, does that have APRS? Learning APRS here. Just figured out the other day I can send a text, which is quite fun.
Have any extras on here? I don't do DMAC, DMR, or anything else. It's just straightforward simplex and a repeater usage over here.
Okay, very nice. Yes, this is really my first HT. I'm basically just active on HFCW, especially machine things on 20, 30, and 40. This is fun. I had a good winter field day the other week as well. Were you involved in that?
No, not this year or the year before. I haven't been in a while. Things have died down with the COVID. We haven't any meetings or anything at all. Something's going to happen up here in Guilford Drive where the Walmart is in Frederick, Maryland. They use that parking lot there where the Walmart is. I don't know when it's going to be, but pretty big one when it happens, so that'll be it. Was I hearing things? Did I hear Ocean City in here a while ago?
Okay, fine business. I lost you a little bit there just because of the way my antenna is way too large for the inside of my truck. But I had a good winter field day just outside my backyard for a few hours that Saturday doing QRPCW. Wish I could have slept in the tent, but with the threat of all that snow the next day, it was just, I don't want to deal with having to put all the tents and stuff away and, you know, figure that out in the snow, so I had to kind of pack up early. KJ4KPW.
Okay, sounds good. They are fun. A lot of fun there, Tom, when we have them. Okay, I'll just take it out the repeater here because we're having a couple of problems this afternoon. I think Tony, KC3, PRI, did a good job putting it back together here, and I'll give it a shot here this afternoon. We're having a few noise problems, I guess, so good talking to you, Tom, and we'll see you next time around. I'm going to head out here right now, okay, on your final W3JP.
All right, sounds good. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November, but great talking to you, and I'll hope to talk to you again soon. I'm getting a little bit more active on this repeater since my drive kind of takes me up towards this way. All right, have a good night. KJ4KPW.
Okay. John. Yeah, I thought I heard Tom. Okay, have a good one. I used to use this repeater for years going into D.C. and back every day a couple of times. And it covers a great area. Okay. You take KXQE4PGW3JP, open up.
W3JP and 3ESR. This is N3ESR. I was trying to reach the station with the call sign ending in Juliet Papa. I'm coming in through the WA3YO repeater, which I think somebody had linked to a Frederick repeater. And if so, can you help clarify things for me? Over.
Doing fine. You're almost about 5-8. Good signal here. And I'm located in Mount Airy, and my name is Luke.
Okay, Luke. Handle here is Hank. And the first part of that last transmission cut off, there were a couple of transmissions where there was no audio, or if it was, it was fairly low. And I don't know if that was an issue with the link coming into YOO or just what. Anyway, I'm situated here in downtown Rockville. Back to you, Luke.
I'm here in the 146955 repeater, which is very nice. I've been listening to that quite often. That's the Rockville repeater. It's got tremendous coverage there, too. I spent a lot of time on there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm having trouble getting in. Can't tell. At this point, with all the weather, I'm looking outside in the window, and the antenna's full of ice, so I don't know what's going on. So hopefully get a majority of what I'm saying. N3DSR, W3JP.
Fine business there, Luke. Yeah, the call sign is November 3, Echo Sierra Romeo. And, the 955 repeater right now is kind of busy, but you probably reached the north site receiver there in Germantown when you come into the Rockville repeater. And this repeater, if I'm correct, it's not too far from my house on the either the council office building or the executive office building. And I want to say it's on the executive office building, because if you're coming into this repeater direct and not going through any links, then that's pretty good. The executive office building is almost the, I guess it's the second or third tallest building in the city of Rockville. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'm just trying to find out if somebody linked the YOO repeater up with on 440 with one there in Frederick. I wonder what frequency you're on. Over.
KB3JQQ.
FM. Radio. KB3DR.
There is the ArriesNet going to start here in about 4 minutes. Speakers are all linked up through the Watch DC conference bridge.
Wonderful. Just so complicated sometimes. Okay, N3EO, that's Mike, and N3ESR, Hank, I'll sign off here, and I'll just be listening the rest of the night on the handheld when I take it downstairs in the couch with me. Have a good night, and a nice talking with you both. N3JP, Mount Airy, over now, I'm listening.
K3DO, hang around to the rest of the net, it's a good net. It's the ArriesNet for the Maryland DC section. It's a Maryland DC section net. Marty runs that normally every third Friday. So it's at 8 p.m. So that's where things kind of link together. A bunch of repeaters link together through Wash DC Conference Bridge. K3DO.
Okay, thanks so much. It's very interesting. Well, hang in here. Take care. Be on standby here. W3JP.
Alpha Charlie.
All right. Good evening, everyone. KB3MXM here. Our name's Marty, Maryland DC Section Manager. We'll start in just a few moments, and a little after the top of the hour, let everybody check in. So just stand by. We'll be starting here in just a bit.
K3BT, this is N3SCF. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. Doing fine. I try to check in directly to the Washington net. However, the path wasn't right, so I'm trying for Ocean City.
Yeah, it was telling me that there was something screwy with it, so I figured I'd jump on this one as well.
10-4. I imagine we'll kick off here in just a moment. I appreciate you confirming it's live and working for me. K3BT, standing by.
No problem. N3SCF, I'm standing by as well.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland section manager, and I've got a great great lineup tonight. I think you're all going to be very interested in. So just stand by. We'll be with you in just a moment. And for those that would like to add to what's going on in the section and share with others, I encourage you, if you have access and you're on Echolink on your computer or device, that you add in the comment section if there are any activities that you would like me to put in the section news, which will be coming out tomorrow. Now, I will tell you all that I had a laptop failure 3 days after the last time we had a Echolink, and I was in terrible shape, and I've recovered, but still recovering. So if you could just put whatever activities that you would like in the section news or you want to share with others, put it in the text box, and we'll capture that. Great. All right, I'm going to take a snapshot of the roster. Stand by. All right, first I'd like to thank WB3GXW. John, thank you very much for allowing us to use the conference server, Wash_DC, and all of your support for the section. Much appreciated. And to our section leadership that's on board tonight, and to our section members and hams from all over, actually. We've got the repeater out of Ocean City on here tonight. We've got KA2JAI and others that are linked in for their repeaters, and we really appreciate that. All right, let me go through the list of stuff that I have, and I hope that all of you will have an opportunity to take note and enjoy what you're hearing here on the Maryland DC section Echolink Net. We have on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m., and I'd like to start off with some very positive news. Okay, we enjoy everybody to be here, even the repeaters when they ID. So, okay. So, last year, there was Maryland House Bill 1225, and that bill duplicate essentially what we're having right now as reasonable accommodation from the federal side, and it went all the way through the House and was voted on unanimously. Bipartisan vote, unanimously 132-0. We were all very thrilled to hear that. And that was just before March, and then we had the pandemic. And everything focused on that, and the bill never got to Senate. This year, the bill is numbered 663. And I can tell you that it has, again, passed the House through subcommittee into the House. About a week ago, we heard about that the bill was headed to subcommittee, and we started a grassroots effort to do a quick sprint to get hold of our delegates. We sent out notifications, and I'm pleased to tell you that we had 15 out of 23 counties in Maryland represented by our hams contacting their delegates and asking them to please be favorable on this bill 663. Right.
J-Q.
Happened between 9 o'clock Sunday night and 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. That is amazing and great support. I want to thank everyone who participated and supports this. I want to thank you very much. Now it's off to the Senate, General Assembly, and it'll go through the same committee process, and you might be called on again to call your committee representatives or your delegates by email or phone call, because it works. I know for a fact that some of our hams that have contacted their delegates actually got replies back. And there's ways of doing this that's very effective. Right. So stand by for that. All right, second thing. I don't know if any of you have been following the news, but the Mars Perseverance rover landed on Mars yesterday. It was all over the Internet. Matter of fact, they have a great site out there. I'll put it in the link box in a little bit. It's called Eyes, like your eyes, EYES.NASA.gov, and you can see it's a very nicely done site. It has a simulation of the lander and all the stages, and you can it's 3D. It's virtual. So while you're, although it comes up and you see the Mars Perseverance module entering, you know, and you can just use your mouth and move around and look at from all kinds of. It's very well done. So that's on the planet Mars. Stand by. One more. All right, put the NASA site in there for you. And also what's on the schedule is there's going to be an ARIS, Amateur Radio International Space Station contact with the Children's Hospital in D.C., and that's scheduled for this season. So we might have an opportunity to actually listen to communications during that period of time, and some of you might actually be interested in listening to that, and you might be participating. If you are, let me know. Okay? All right. John, let's see. John, WB3GXW, can you give us a quick rundown on the upcoming official bulletin stations for this weekend, please?
Good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, first bulletin out will be Amateur Radio Newsline, followed by ARRL Audio News. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Sunday night, 7 p.m., This Week in Amateur Radio. That's a news and information bulletin. And everybody is welcome to connect to the conference repeaters, your links, whatever, iPhones. Please feel free to log in and enjoy. A lot of good information, both nationally and internationally, with regards to amateur radio. I'm pretty sure we'll probably get some stories about what happened down in Texas. There's got to be some amateur radio involvement down there. So we'll be finally hearing about that either this week or next week. That's all I got, Marty. WB3GXW out.
All right, John, thank you very much. And thanks again for letting us use the Echolink server. Something more that came out, something else that came out, by the way, I don't know if any of you do this anymore. Maybe some of you do. I hope you do, radiograms. So the league has discontinued the postcard radiogram. So the postcard size is no longer available. All right? Also, during the winter weather that we've had here in Maryland, seems like we're getting a little bit air each and every week. Your leadership has been, and your ARES team has been in touch with our served agencies. As a matter of fact, our served agencies at the state level, MEMA, Maryland Emergency Management Agencies Organization, Department of Health Services, contacts your ARES team leadership anytime they feel that there might be a shelter opening. If you're an ARES member, contact your EC, and if you're in a position to help, so typically it would be like, okay, shelter's going to be open. We want to make sure that we have coverage there. We would be requested to have an amateur radio operator show up at the shelter, check in with the shelter manager, ask them if their services are needed, and stand by until they get an answer. If they might be needed, like in a hurricane, then you're there to communicate or provide any sort of ancillary communications, and if not, you'll be excused. That's pretty much the routine. But once again, we have a great relationship with our Department of Health Services at MEMA, and we want to definitely support them. Break. All right, here's a quiz question for everybody that's online. You can put it in the text box. No cheating, no looking up. Okay? What ESF function covers sheltering mass care? Which EFS function, which number, is associated with mass sheltering? Put it in the checkbox if you know. Thanks. Also, recently, I have acquired a GMRS license. It's amazing, guys. It really, folks, it really, it's just an amazing thing. I got a radio, and I guess Santa flew low enough to throw it in my backyard, so I found it. Anyway, I have a GMSR license, and I'm on air now, which is pretty cool. And I've been able to talk to at least maybe two dozen folks on over there. Many of them are hams. Matter of fact, one group that uses GMRS on a regular basis is Howard County React. And so I think it would be a great opportunity to reach across the fence here and and shake a hand of one of our GMSR users, and then maybe we could collaborate on something together in the future. So I'm looking forward to that too. Break. All right, very good. It's good to see National Institute on there too. Okay, and I'll try to finish up here by in at least the next minute. A couple things I also want to share with you is an excellent turnout on the HF Hospital Net on the Wednesday following the third Monday, which was this past Wednesday. Over 30 stations checked in from a very large area. Again, this is on 3820 megahertz or 3820 kilohertz. It's in the 75-meter band, so everything's NIVIS here, guys, or ground wave. But it was a great net. It really was, folks. It really was a good net. I was on there, too, and our Atlantic Division Director was also checked in. Great. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink Wash underscore DC and Link repeaters. All right, continuing. There is some solar activity that's approaching Earth, should be here about the 21st. They're expecting a G1 class magnetic storm. If you're interested in following along, you can always go out to the Space Weather site in the link box I just put to check what's happening upstairs. Very important. And if any of you have ever had a chance to use the VOA cap, that's a simulation program. It's online. You can find it, VOA, CAP. And you can actually put in your location and a destination, and it will basically tell you what the propagation and reliability figures are to get from here to there. Great program to use. Great.
Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
Okay, while we're having this weather, just keep in mind that the highs and lows, temperature-wise, well, that has an opportunity to bring in some inversion layers. So warm under cold, cold under warm. You see the sleet outside. Why is it not snow? Why is it rain? And that inversion that occurs is very useful, especially when it comes to doing VHF communications, because you have the possibility of ducting, tropospheric ducting. What is called in the meteorological world is inversion, and if it happens, you're going to hear some pretty good distance stations very far away. I put in the link box. There is a great place you can go to. Now, I'm not trying to make this more complicated, but they release a weather balloon every day or twice a day or three times, depending on where you're at, midnight, noon, and that balloon goes up in the air, and it measures a variety of parameters, and I'm not going to explain how all this works, but when you look at this QT chart, if you see some very prominent shark fins running out in one direction, that means there's been a significant change in the temperature of the air, and so there's an opportunity, if you see that, might be an opportunity for some ducting. If the lines are wiggly straight up, no inversion. So there you go. See something else that hams know all about. Break. Another way of doing this is the look on the link I put in here has to do with APRS. Now, if you don't see it on the screen, you can look it up yourself. Just put in APRS, Alpha Papa Romeo Sierra, and Tropo. And what this site does is it actually takes that information I just mentioned and puts it in a very nice map of colors between green and very, very bright red. And that shows where there's possibilities for atmospheric ducting, because what they're doing is they're measuring the APRS signals and their distances. And so if there's a mobile in Virginia, and it happens to be heard by a gateway in Delaware or Jersey, it says, oh, something must be going on. So if you want the colored map, there's the place to go. Break. All right, this weekend for those CW operators out there is the ARL International DX Contest runs this weekend. So if you're not participating, a good opportunity to listen and practice, and I'm hoping all of you get a great chance to work a lot of DX stations. And although there isn't many or any hamfests going on right now or any meetings, you can still check the area to see if anyone's having any. When you go to the check, when you go to the ARRL site for hamfests, you'll see a search box. You should select Atlantic Division for everything above the Potomac, almost all the way up to almost well up to upstate New York. And then if you want to check Virginia, you want to select Roanoke Division, and that will be everything from Potomac South. So Atlantic Division from the Potomac North and Roanoke from the Potomac South to see if there's any upcoming hamfest. And that's all I have on my list. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and linked repeaters. We'll take a short break, let everybody reset. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you. All right, I've got emails coming in. I've got other stuff coming in. All right, let's go around. Let's go around the horn here. Let's get everybody, hopefully you can share with us. The first thing I'd like to do, I'd like to go to our Skywarn folks. We've got a few online here. And hopefully I can figure out in the big pile here who to go to first. Let's see who I have on Skywarn. I've got let's do it this way. If you're a Skywarn representative, why don't you go ahead and key up once and you'll go to the top of the list for me. Skywarn reps, please.
WB3GXW. I've muted him. He has no audio, and he's causing systems to drop off. So KB3SGN, you have no audio. WB3GXW.
Okay, that's interesting, because I also call on the 3-3 repeater, because I know he listens there. They said he was hot mic'd. Okay, all right. Sorry about that, folks. So let's get back to business here. Let's go to... Bear with me for just a second while I regroup. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the list, right? TH on Skywarn. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir, and thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Your audio is only about 50 or less percent. Maybe a little louder would be nice.
Well, I'll shift over here and see if that does any better. No, it doesn't look like it is. Why don't you wait and I'll fix this and get back later.
All right, very good. Do we have TOY? TOY, Kurt, are you on tonight from Skywarn? All right, who else do we have on from Skywarn?
B3JQQ.
All right, N3SCF, do you have anything to share with us from Skywarn? Go ahead.
Well, over here on the Eastern Shore, it's mostly been a ice show. Had a little bit of snow at the beginning, but it quickly turned over to freezing rain and sleet. I woke up this morning to, or yesterday morning, to a quarter inch of ice on the ground, and with the rain overnight last night and a little bit of drizzle today, we actually ended up with about a half an inch of ice total here in Dorchester County. Up in Talbot County, there was a little bit more snow, and obviously as you went further north and west, it increased. And then I did take a trip down to Vienna and into Worcester County, or Worcester County, and it dramatically dropped off as you crossed over the Nanticoke River. But other than that, it's just been, you know, your normal chilly, windy day over here on the Eastern Shore.
All right, very good, very good. Well, thank you for coming back to us here from the Eastern Shore. I know I was looking at the Maryland Department of Transportation webcams while during the event. The contrast between looking at the Salisbury cam and looking at the Hagerstown, just amazing. Maryland being, I think Maryland's in like, what, six different latitudes, it seems like, when the weather hits? Okay, well, thank you very much. Do we have anyone else from Skywarn that would like to give us any reports? Go ahead. All right. I want to, first of all, thank all those Skywarn observers that keep us safe and pass along information. All right, now I'd like to move to some of the section staff. First, I'd like to start off with, is Chris. Yes, he is. Chris, AB3WG, our Maryland Assistant Section Manager. Chris, a few words about a few words for the net, and go ahead and give us the BTN thing.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Two quick things I'd like to mention tonight. Firstly, the Baltimore County, Baltimore City Aries Group has a new EC. He is Joe Cotton. It's Whiskey 3, Tango, Tango, Tango. We are very pleased to have Joe working with our group, and we look forward to getting more people involved in Baltimore County, Baltimore City Aries, and all the great stuff we're going to be able to do. The second thing is I did a little training session last night with the Cecil County Aries Group. I had it was a pleasure working with those folks. We did a little basic NTS traffic, did a little NTS history and radiogram training, and I hope to work with them again in the future. The Baltimore Traffic Net, each evening, 145.330, Shawsville repeater, please come join us. We welcome all check-ins, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Marty, AB3WG.
Thank you, Chris. All right, let's go to W3YVQ. Father Al, our section traffic manager, a few words for the net, sir.
Roger, good evening all, W3YVQ. And I'd like to invite all of the folks who checked into the hospital net, if you can make it a little earlier in the day, to MEPN, or section-wide single sideband net, on 3820 at 4:30 p.m. for the pre-net, 5:00 p.m. for the formal call. That's our winter schedule. Come daylight savings time, that time will appear 1 hour later since we meet at 2200 Zulu all year. Also, I'd like to invite you to the Baltimore Traffic Net at 6:30 p.m. local time all year long. That's the BTN that Chris just mentioned on 145.33, no tone. And MDD on 3557 CW at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. and daily all year long. And on any of those nets, including the Maryland Slow Net, on 3563 at 7:30 every night, we will teach you how to participate in directed traffic nets, how to format the legacy radiogram, how to format the hybrid radiogram containing email formatted text between the breaks, which is used to convey extracted text from ICS forms, and explain to you how the messaging services in the country work to move such formal record traffic anywhere in the United States, both in manual mode transmission and on two different digital networks that cover the entire country. 7-3-0, be careful when you step out on those steps with free freeze in the morning. W3YVQ, 7-3.
Okay, Sue, thank you, Father Al, for all of those great words and suggestions and plenty of opportunities to get on the air here. And it doesn't really matter what class you are in amateur radio. There's always an opportunity to get on the air with the traffic system. Let's take a short break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Second Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW. Wash underscore and linked repeaters. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Roger, Tom, I'll have you right after we come back. Stand by, everybody.
Hey, can I put a check in?
I have you on the list. KC3EUD. Is that correct? What's the first name?
The name's Anthony, calling from Snow Hill, Maryland.
All right, Anthony, you're showing up on my roster list. We'll get to you, everybody, for comments in just a moment. Thank you. Please stand by, okay? All right, I'd like to go to, Jim. Hello, Jim, KB3KAS. And I'm hoping I see Stephen on here, KC3DSO. Go ahead, Jim, WB3KAS. Jim is the Maryland DC section emergency coordinator. Go ahead, Jim.
Good evening, everybody, and Marty, and everybody else that checked in on the net tonight. And one of these days, Marty's going to get my call sign right. It's WB3KAS, but that's okay. Back down here in North Carolina. We were here in November, taking care of a home down here. It ran out of time. Then the COVID issues, you can't cross the borders unless you quarantine for 14 days, etc. Was really raising havoc, so we should decide to bite the bullet and come down here. Been down here since February 10, and we were lucky enough to drive through without any weather incidents, sunny all the way, 8-hour drive. Interesting enough, there's a storm parallel to the route north of us, and there was a storm parallel to the south of us, and I felt like when Moses opened up the Red Sea that we were on either side, going right down the middle. That's what I felt like. We have received a communication from MEMA, Department of Human Services, and I responded with a statement that said we are available to staff shelters if needed. Please let us know, and I will get in touch with the local county EC to take care of that. But Chris beat me to it on the announcement of Joe Cotton for being the Baltimore County EC, Baltimore City EC, W3TTT. We're going to have a Zoom meeting. I think Chris, Joe, maybe Marty, if you're available, myself, not next week, but the week after, and we'll talk about getting things started that way. And I think that's all. With regard to the weather down here, they've had three weather alert busts. A lot of snow, haven't got the first snowflake yet. They predicted a quarter inch of rain, and it hasn't. It's been 34 degrees, but everything is hunky-dory down here in the mountains of North Carolina. We'll be leaving head back hopefully Monday, and I'll tell you, one more break here. I had every intention of writing some plans and some papers relative to the section issues, But the events and things we had to do down here just was very overwhelming. And so didn't get any of the Maryland DC section papers written. So we'll tackle that then soon as we get back home. Very good evening to everybody who checked in, and especially StyleWKM4PPV who moved out of the area and checking in tonight. It's great to see you on the air. Back to Net, WB3KAS.
Q.
All right, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for that update. And, you know, a lot of things have happened since we met the last time, and here we are again. So we had inauguration, we had some snowstorms, and then the change in some of the vaccination protocols that are going on. So, you know, it's good that we get to share it here. I'd like to go to Jim, WI3N. Jim is from the Atlantic Division. Jim, do you have a few words for our net tonight, please?
Okay. Thank you, Marty, and good evening to everyone. First, I'd like to thank you for getting out the information about sending out to our delegates about the bill. That was great. I did that. And it's very helpful to let them know that we're interested in that. That does spur them on, typically. Also got my first COVID shot, and I was very happy with that. It only took 5 hours at sitting at the arena, but we finally got it and got home by 10 o'clock. It was great. Let's see. Second thing is, since everybody's doing Zoom these days, perhaps we can get somebody like Chris was doing with Cecil County, get him to, or Al, to drop by on Zoom and talk with some of the Aries groups about national traffic system. So maybe some of the folks will start checking with him and getting them hooked up and talking to the Aries groups about what NTS does, how it does it, and all that. So that's it for me. Back to Net, WI3N. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm looking down my every time I move that, it makes the screen get smaller. Looking down my list here, let me just check one more time, making sure I'm not, I got an ID again here, folks. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland DC Section Manager. You're listening to the WB3GXW, Wash_DC EchoLink node, and tonight is the Maryland DC EchoLink Conference and Link Repeaters. All right, very good. So let me look down my list here and make sure that I want to just highlight, and then we're going to go through the roster here. We're going to go around the horn and ask you if you have anything to add for this section, as they say, good of the order. Stand by. And in the midst of all that, we'll check in with our repeaters that are logged in as well. Matter of fact, let's take the first one on the list that I have, K3YGG and the NIH radio club repeater that's linked in. Is there anybody on the NIH system that would like to check in and then call your stations? Go ahead. And by the way, just a reminder, everyone, when I set up my EchoLink, you can do the configuration. I use the left control button as a push to talk and not the space bar, because on the space bar default, you press it to turn it on and you're going to press it to turn it off. So I configure mine with the right-hand control key. The only time it gets me in trouble is when I want to cut, copy, and paste. It gets me in trouble. All right, let's go down the list. Next, we're going to hit the KA2JAI. Mike, go ahead and check in and call any stations on your LinkedIn system, please.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. First of all, thanks for the update on 663. We have our next monthly Aries meeting tomorrow, and I will share that news with the membership tomorrow. We have a bunch of things on the agenda for our meeting. We do a brief monthly web EOC drill each month and WinLink drill each month. Each one is done independently, takes about 5 or 10 minutes. And at our monthly meetings, we go through the solutions to those. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. We have some improvements we're making to the Aries portion of the comics that we do here in the county, and we'll talk about that. And we're going to repeat or have kind of a part two to two subjects that I thought were really important. One is on setting up a VARA FM gateway, and the other is on NBEMS. So that's all on the agenda for us tomorrow. Let me see who else we have here, Marty. I already have three people checked in, K3TEL, KC3QVG, and 83XJ. Anyone else on the 805 wishing to check in, please call now.
This is November 3, Foxtrot, Quebec, Charles.
November 3, Sierra Echo, Oscar.
Okay, we picked up two more, FQC and NCO. Let me go to the top of my list here, which is Rick 83XJ for comments. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, all. I have nothing for the net. Just happy the storms are over. Back to net.
Thanks, Rick. Arnold, K3TEL, go ahead, please.
All right, thank you, Mike. And I want to say, Marty, you have a good net here. And that's a good idea to have GMRS. I was wondering why nobody wanted GMRS on. I'm in process of getting a license to, hopefully. And as far as 663, that's a good idea. That I'm happy it's passed the House, and like to see it go all the way this time. And maybe people here will let me just put a wire out. I'm not interested in putting anything else out. If I could put a wire out, I could be able to get on HF, not worried too much about my indoor antennas for 2 meters and 440. I think I'd do okay with what I have. I hear. Anyway, so much for that. 7-3. Everybody have a good weekend and take care and watch the ice on the road and on the pavement. K3TEL.
Thanks, Arnold. Next, KC3QVG for comment. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Mike, and thanks, Marty, for taking the net. This is my first time at Echolink. I'm a relatively new ham technician in December, and I just passed my general this past week on Tuesday. So shopping around for equipment and getting ready to get on some HF. I'm also a GMRS user. I've had a license for about a year. We use it around the neighborhood and out on the creek, actually, to talk amongst kayaks, which is I find a great use for it. So, but nothing else for the net. Hope everybody stays safe out there, and 7-3 to everyone. And this is KC3QVG. That's the net.
Thank you, Gary, and you sound really good. Sounds like you have it set up right. Next is N3FQC for comment. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Okay. I just finished taking a course, ARRL course, EC016. It basically takes a bunch of FEMA courses and looks at it as the viewpoint from the ARRL and Aries. And it's well worthwhile to learn how all that kind of puts together. And the guy that taught it, Tom, WSB2ALJ, did a heck of a really good job. And also, I got to call out Stephen KC3DSO for helping out some of the paperwork for this area. So I recommend it. If you don't know about it, look it up. It's, you learn a lot and learn about how to talk to various other groups and how things are organized. It's all the FEMA stuff rolled into how we look at it from our viewpoint. So it's really good. So with that, back to that Netscape.
A-B-3-J-Q-Q.
M3-S-E-O, go ahead, please.
Good evening, Mike, and others on the net. Not much to comment on, just noticing through the mail, and it's very, very interesting. Back to that, M3-S-E-O.
Okay, Marty, that's my list for tonight. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is K-A-2-J-A-I, 73-all.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system and link repeaters. We're going to do some more stations. But first, I want to go to Tom, W3TDH. And then after a few more stations, we'll go to the K3ORB repeater system in Ocean City. So Ocean City, stand by. W3TDH. Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. As you know, we've had the mixed precipitation here, much lower than was predicted. We seem to be doing better than we'd hoped, and the one fear was that the thing would shift and bring some of that ice from the eastern shore over here to the west side of the bay so that we could do our usual Pepto dance and have all the wires drop into the street like plates of burned spaghetti. But somehow we ducked that, so we'll take what we can get. Chris Strong, the warning meteorologist for Sterling, has assured us that after Monday this pattern will be broken for at least a while and we'll get out of this endless stream of storms. Back to that W3TDH.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Eric. KC3QQD. Eric, a few words to the net. All right, moving down the list, let's see if Jim, November 3 Alpha Foxtrot Delta, N380F. Jim, are you back on? A few words to the net, sir. All right, moving along, let's go to KC3 Charlie India Foxtrot. Please give us your name. I have you as Samsung. I have it on my phone, too. It's a great little app for your smartphone. KC3CIF. Go ahead. All right. Let's move down to Sam. Kilo 4, Delta Kilo Charlie. Sam, you are next. Go ahead. All right. I need a comm check. Somebody, I'll pick on, let me go backwards for just a second. Let me pick on TDH. Tom, you still hear me?
Loud and clear, Marty.
All right, very good. Even Chris says I sound okay. All right, let's go to Ed, KB3SGN. Ed, are you back on? A few words, please. All right, very good. TJO, thank you for that. Let's go to Kilo Delta 9. Oscar, is that an Oscar? Yep, that's an Oscar November Papa, KD9ONP on the iPad. Give us your name, location, and a few words, please. All right, let's go to Rob, N2OMC. Rob in St. Mary's, thank you very much, Rob, for joining us. He's an EC down there. You have a few words for us tonight? All right, three more, and then we're going to jump up to... Up, I say up. You guys aren't looking at my screen. Three more, and then we're going to go to Ocean City. Three more stations, and then we're going to go to Ocean City repeater. And two of those stations, we'll do them right now. KB3SPH, Jeff, a few words for the net, please.
Good evening, Marty. Had a fun time participating in the hospital net on Wednesday. Other than that, no other traffic from Charles County. Back to net from KB3SPH.
Roger that. Thank you. And let's go to Pam, KB3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. KB3WQI. Add a few words to the net, please. All right, last one, and then we go to ORB. KM4PPV. KM4 Papa, Papa Victor. Hello, Sal from Richmond, Kentucky. I think that's right. Right? All right, Sal, let's have a conversation. You have anything to share with our net tonight? Go ahead.
W3CU.
This is KM4PPV, Sal from Richmond, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Marty, for picking up the net and giving us so much informative information. It was really fun. I'll be back for the next third Friday of the month next month. I'd like to say a special thanks to KB3SWS Pam, who invited me to the net. And of course, Jeff KB3SPH. I worked with them along with Jim there, WB3KAS, when I was in Fort Washington, and I enjoyed thoroughly the quarterly training and the hospital nets that they had. I just want to say to everybody, stay safe, and we'll get through this. This weather, we had over 6-7 inches of snow here in Kentucky. We had our share, and hopefully next week we're going to go into warmer weather. Okay, turn it back to net control. This is KM4PPV.
3JQQ.
We're really thankful you could come up and join us here and giving us a situation awareness. So we've had a hodgepodge of everything. I don't know if anybody knows what hominy snow is. I used to be called, I was a kid that would say that. And sleet and freezing rain and all those other things that fall from the sky. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to the K3ORB, K3ORB. We're going to go down to, or we're going to go over to Ocean City. And if there's any stations that need to check in, your call signs phonetically, please. Go ahead.
K3WOC, Mark here right outside of Ocean City. If you could give me just a quick second, I want to let the repeater just reset real quick, and we'll get some check-ins for you in just a moment. All right, jumping back into it, I just want to let you know that the Worcester Radio Group here in Worcester County, Maryland, just a little bit about our area here before we jump into our check-ins. We did have our first club meeting at the beginning of the month. It was held remotely. We had over a dozen members that got together to discuss our list of club initiatives. One of which is being able to establish an emergency coordinator for Worcester County, so that we hope that once our in-person meetings resume and COVID restrictions lighten up a little bit, we'd love to get some folks from Aries and Races involved to talk with our members of the club. In other news, we have a brand new EchoLink and IRLP node on the way. Our current one has been having some connectivity issues and is a little bit dated, so we should have a new replacement here soon. And those issues should be resolved. So, all right then. I appreciate that, Marty. Hope you guys are having a great night. And we'll go ahead and pause now to see if anybody on the K3ORB UHF repeater in Ocean City, Maryland, would like to check in to tonight's AWRL Section Net from Maryland, D.C. We're standing by for your call now.
KC3EUD, Anthony.
Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Bob, Ocean City.
Excellent, guys. We'll go ahead and start with it then. Anthony, let's jump right up to you there, sir. KC3EUD, great to have you tonight. Let's, any comments for the net tonight?
No, just want to say hi, and I'm looking at the weather, saying 35 and a low 26 tonight. The snow is finally over in Snow Hill. I don't know about over in your area. I heard y'all were getting a bunch of snow and rain over there. I just want to know if that's true. KC3ED cleared.
Tonight, we've got a little bit of everything. It seems to be keeping the temperature above freezing, though, so I think we're all good. Good to have you tonight, Anthony. KC3EUD, this is K3WOC. Now we're going to pass it over to Bob. K3BT, that's Kilo 3, Bravo Tango. How you doing, Bob?
Wow, Bob, this is Marty again. Bob, K3OT, you want to jump right in there? Go ahead.
K3BT, hopefully I'm making it in now. I'm doing a little bit of research for an automated broadcast. Something for announcements for the Worcester Radio Group. So anybody has familiarization with a Rigmaster, the scheduling software, if you wouldn't mind, reach out to me. You can reach me at Kilo3BravoTango@USA.com. I'm also available through QRZ. So anyone who has experience with the announcements, automated scheduling software, I'd appreciate any input. Thank you in advance. Be safe, stay healthy. K3BT, back to net control.
All right, that's all from us, Marty. Thanks for your time there, sir. You guys have a great day and a great weekend. This is K3WOC, back to net.
Hey, thanks for coming up and joining us here, and we all want to come visit you this year, okay? We all want to come down and visit you this year. I think we all can say we want to, okay? We'll make sure that when we come down there, it's all safe and everything, but I think we all want to come down there because we need it. We need it. I hear the Atlantic Ocean is very therapeutic, especially for what we all may be. I think I have teleworkitis. Which can be a very debilitating disease. Teleworkitis is actually very much related to the same thing as truck driveritis, and the two are related because when I climb into my telework chair in the morning, the only time I stop is to go to the bathroom and get something to eat. But the difference between the two is that the scenery never changes for teleworkitis, and so I'm thinking that Atlantic Ocean water would be very therapeutic, so we're looking forward to coming down, okay? All right, let's move down the list. Let's go to Mike. November Charlie 3, Mike, on your link system. Mike, do you have anything to join or to add to bring us up to speed here, please? Go ahead.
Thanks, Marty. I just wanted to let everyone know if you're considering acquiring a GMRF license, in about a month or so, I think the fee is going to be cut in half from 70 to 35 to match the ham radio new licensing fee. Also, Marty, the link's up to the WA3YOO UHF repeater in Rockville. I'm not sure if anyone's monitoring. I can try calling some stations if you'd like now. Back to you.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. See what you have on the W3OO repeater in Rockville. That would be very nice. Thank you. Go ahead.
Anyone monitoring the WA3YOO repeater in Rockville that would like to check in to this evening's net? Name and call sign, please. Go ahead.
Hank, N3 ESR. Check me out.
Okay, Hank, N3ESR, thanks very much. I have you in and out, and there was another station that I could not copy. If you want to try one more time, please go ahead.
America Fox 4, Lima, Lima. Bill, Fairfax County, Virginia, Falls Church. Good evening. Just reading the mail, listening to the net. Glad to hear the net.
Okay, Bill from Falls Church, thank you very much for checking in. think that's it, Marty. Thank you very much. Back to you, NC3M73.
B3JQQ.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Just real quick, is Hank November 3 Alpha Sierra Romeo or November 3 Echo Sierra Romeo?
That would be Echo Sierra Romeo.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, Hank. And Bill in Falls Church, thank you for joining us. All right, folks, we're going to go down to the list some more and grab some more stations here. Do we have Jerry? Alpha India Zero Kilo. Jerry, a few words to the net, please. All right, moving to Milford, November 3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. I'm going to get it down. I'm going to actually try to see if I can see it the same way. Go ahead, Milford. Got a few words? Yeah, I know it's getting late, folks. And this is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. Wash underscore DC EchoLink server and linked repeaters. Let's go to Gordon, Whiskey 3, Mike, Oscar Echo. Go ahead, Gordon. Already had a station come in through Frederick. It didn't quite copy. It was a little scratchy. We'll get to Frederick right after the next three stations. Let's go to Stu. Whiskey India 3, Juliet. Stu, you got a few words. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Everyone at XWI3J Stu here in Falling Out, Gaithersburg, Maryland. And as usual, always very informative. Always look forward to this third Friday of the month there, Marty. Thank you very much. Back to you, WI3J.
Okay. All right. Now I got it. Very good. Let's go to Kilo Charlie 3 Oscar India Alpha. Kilo Charlie 3 Oscar India Alpha. Go ahead. All right. Nothing there. Let's see. We did that. We did that one. And we already did that one. And we did that one. Let's see. I'm trying to find any new stations I have. Stand by. Let everybody reset. Let me look through my list. Stand by. All right, let's go to, we'll do two more and then we'll go to Frederick. Let's go to KB3, Mike. I saw him on here somewhere. I saw you on here somewhere, Mitch. Hang on a second. Well, I was going to give a call sign, but I wanted to make sure you were still, yeah, you're on his list. KB3, MXK, Mitch, a few words for the net, please. All right, I got it. Very good. All right, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to move over to the Foxtrot Delta Kilo repeater. Stand by. We're going to do one more here. Let's see. I have a long list. I'm sorry, folks. Let's go to Tommy, N3TJO. Tommy, a few words, please.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. Not too much going on here. The Hamcation weekend was this past weekend, and it was virtual. So the webinars are online. They're available if you search on hamcation.org or if you search YouTube for Hamcation 2021. There are plenty of interesting talks available that are there for free. And that's it. N3TJO, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Have you guys heard the station go over anytime soon? Have you heard anything from them?
There was a problem. They installed a new cable between the interoperable radio system and the antenna outside to have more RF connectors, and the cable, when they went to use it, isn't working, and it requires a spacewalk to repair, so things are kind of in limbo right now. They're using the Russian module for the ARIS contacts until we get the interoperable radio system back online.
All right, thanks, Tony. Yeah, if you got an HT, listen to the stats. I mean, there's plenty of very loud ones that you can hear on your HT. And there's all kinds of instructions on there to set it up. You know, like you can program the frequency, and you give them you put them in your rate in your HT, and then you would identify it by the sat number, and you would say like start, top, end, or something like that. And so as it's going through its path, you just press the next channel, and you follow it right through, you know, any frequency shift. All right, very good. Let's go to W3FDK repeater. Mike, if you're still there, I hope, go ahead and check in with a few words and then call any stations. This is KB3MXM. Go ahead.
XM, K3DO, good evening, Marty, and thanks for going to net. And I concur with your statement earlier about the GMRS. I've had one of those for a while. Initially, it was promised that my wife could talk to me on radio at some point, but now she's licensed, so but still it's good to have. I have the radios here as well. So I'll go ahead and any stations on the W3FDK repeater in Frederick that want to check in, please call now.
KB3EOF, Sandy.
Alpha Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, Mark in Frederick.
Thank you, Mike. And there's also, for anyone that's interested, there is a WeatherNet that comes out of the Frederick area, too. Mike, do you have the details on the WeatherNet, or is Ron here? I'm not sure. Let's see. Who do we have here? I'll ask Mike. Okay, I'm not following the chat box, so I'm sorry, folks. Let ORB know that I will be able to talk. Okay, sorry. All right, Mike, something on the WeatherNet, do you remember that?
B3JQQ.
Yeah, Marty, I do. The WeatherNet is every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., and Mark checked in last. AC3EW is also one of the net controllers there, and Rick and 3RO are one of those two. There's a bunch of other ones, too, but those are two of the regular ones that are around. And we have check-ins from all over the place. You can get on Echo Link and check into the W3FDK repeater or here locally in Frederick. So, yes, Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Back to you, Marty, K3DO.
All right, and that's the 146.73 with a TL tone of 141, right? I'm trying to think about that. I don't even have it written in front of me. Is that correct?
141.3 is the tone, and 146.73 is the output, and the input is 146.13. And again, that's Thursday nights at 7:30. K3DO.
All right, and there has been times when the net's been going on, and Skywarn's got an alert, so they jump off of there because they got to take care of that. All right, I know it's getting late, folks, and I apologize for being so long here, but we're getting a lot of good information. I'm going to go down my list real quick, see if there's anybody that I just simply didn't get to, and I apologize if I haven't. Let's do this. If I haven't gotten to you and you have something to add for the net and the good of the order, go ahead and give me your call sign now. This is KB3MXM. All right, we'll do a couple more here. How about Phil, KC3CNX, Charlie November X-ray. Go ahead, Phil.
First time on the net. Thanks, very interesting. 73, have a good weekend.
Oh, thank you, Phil, and thanks for joining us. Please come back and see us next month. We're also available if you're into social media or you follow it. We're on Twitter. Maryland Delta Charlie That's MBCARRL. So look for that in Twitter. On Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, MDC section. And of course, we send out the monthly Echo Link, or the monthly news that goes out, and other things that are distributed, like notifications to the hospital net and to this net. So if you're interested to know what's going out and you're looking to get involved, please don't hesitate. Send me an email. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3 Mike, X-ray Mike, at ARRL.net. And let me know what you're interested in, and we'll see if we can't point you in the right direction. All right, any other station would like to check in for the good of the order before we go on too much later? This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash underscore server and Link repeaters. Any stations would like to check in and have comments for the net, please do so. Call sign phonetically, please.
Marty Rutbeck calling Pam and Jeff.
You're a little light there, Jim. You said Pam and Jeff. Say again. Yeah, Jim, no audio that time. If you could type it in the text box, that would be really helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to try, I'm going to go back to NIH, the K3YGG repeater. Any stations would like to check in there, and then I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. Any stations on the K3YGG at NIH? Your call signs, please. All right, if there's a station trying, you have no audio, we'll let you try to fix that. I'm going to go to my bottom of my list and work my way up. I took care of all those folks. I got, oh, did I get you, Gene? I don't know if you're Gene. Are you still here? Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot, did I grab you already? If not, a few words, please. All right, nothing heard and no additional stations. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. It's been an absolutely fantastic net. And thank you for sharing with the section. All the activities are happening within Maryland and D.C. and the surrounding areas. I want to thank all of our guests that are not in the section or no longer in the section or would like to be in the section. All of those who have joined us this evening from all around, and we really appreciate your participation, and we enjoy having you here. And please stay in touch as often as you can. Be safe, be well, be careful with the weather, and get on the air. So with that, I'll say goodnight to everyone. 7-3s, thank you very much. I'm available for any questions or concerns or follow-up. My call sign, KB3MXM at ARRL.net. And thanks again, everyone. 7-3s. And thank you, John. Good night.
Hey, Marty, hold up one.
All right, standing by.
If you get a chance, I did send you another email. I don't know if you got a chance to check out the one that I sent you about 2 weeks ago, but I got a medical issue coming up and wanted to give you a rundown on that.
Is that the one you sent tonight? Is that the email you sent tonight? Because I wasn't looking at email. Let me know, was it tonight or when did you send it? Did I lose you? I thought it was there. My screen was full of everything Echo Link tonight. I wasn't even, occasionally I saw a little pop up here. Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, I know, some people said they couldn't connect. So another way to get into the net is if you don't connect via Wash underscore DC, and you know there's another system that's connected like ORB, or someplace like Ocean City or some other place, you can connect through that way. So that's another way to get checked in. All right, let me see. All right, you said an email you sent me to follow up. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. Can you tell me when you sent it? Thanks. Oh, I think I found it here, Dave. I think I found it. Okay, I see it. I see it. Let me respond to that. It might not be this evening, but I'll get back to you. All right, very good. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for joining. 73. And have a good night. Bye.
Good night, sir. W3TDH.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, very much. Yeah, your audio is a little... You know, I got a headset. The boom mic goes to, like, the bottom of my earlobe. It's not that long. And my system won't turn it up any louder. So I... Back in the day, as they say, back in the telephone days, so I made a voice tube to go over it. And matter of fact, it works pretty good now. But it took a while to find something rigid enough to make a voice tube. But thank you very much. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye.